This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. You would think, first of all, we've had this sit-in. We've had this little sit-in, all these little things that have got everybody all up in arms. The media loved it. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, he's one of those who believe that we're just one, if we just had just one more sensible gun restriction and loophole closing away. He thinks for that from the lion not considering the lamb dinner. He thinks Orlando was the fault of those rascally Republicans. He says want to sell guns to bad guys like the Islamic State. As the Washington Post reports, leader of last week's 15-hour Senate filibuster to force action on guns said Monday that Democrats need to make gun control an integral part of their national security policy as they tried to build a political movement to rival the National Rifle Association. The message, Murphy said in an interview with the Washington Post reporter, should be that Republicans are partially culpable for attacks such as the Orlando nightclub shooting. Murphy said, we've got to make this clear, constant case that Republicans have decided to sell weapons to ISIS. That's what they've decided to do. ISIS has decided that the assault weapon is the new airplane, and Republicans, in refusing to close the terror gap, refusing to pass bans on assault weapons, are allowing these weapons to get in the hands of potential lone wolf attackers. We've got to make this connection, and we've got to make it in very stark terms. I'll give you stark terms. They don't even have the semi-automatic variants in France, and they got the fully automatic variants to attack Paris with, pal. Okay? That's the way that worked out. Now, speaking of the U.S. government funneling weapons to some nefarious group, the only time any U.S. officials have ever tried to funnel weapons to terrorists and other bad guys was when Democratic President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and then Attorney General Eric Holder conceived and ran a gun-running operation called Fast and Furious, which resulted in the U.S. Border Patrol agents Jaime Zapata and Brian Terry being murdered. Investors Business Daily editorialized an ATF special agent John Donson's attempt to spread the truth on the Obama administration's effort to supply the Sinaloa lords with semi-automatic weapons. They wrote, ATF Special Agent John Dodson is a national hero who in 2011 blew the whistle on Operation Fast and Furious, the Obama administration's gun-running operation to Mexico. Testifying before Congress, he disclosed that his supervisor has authorized the flow of semi-automatic weapons into Mexico instead of interdicting them. Weapons have found their way into the hands of Mexican drug cartels with deadly results. Dodson has put his intimate Fast and Furious knowledge into a book titled The Unarmed Truth. Provides the first inside account of how the Obama administration permitted and helped sell some 2,000 guns to Mexican drug cartels. Guns used in the murder of two federal agents, and the numbers are just continuing to grow with the Mexicans. This operation was only exposed when Brian Terry was killed in December 2010 by an illegal immigrant working for the Sinaloa cartel near Nogales, Arizona, 10 miles from Mexico. Two Fast and Furious weapons were found at the murder scene. Two such weapons were also used to murder Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent Jaime Zapata in Mexico on February 15, 2011. They came from suspects who were under ATF watch but not arrested at the time. Allowing loads of weapons that we knew to be destined for criminals, this was a plan. It was so mandated, according to Dodson. Rather than conduct enforcement actions, we took notes. We recorded observations. We tracked movements of these individuals for a short time after their purchases, but nothing more. Knowing all the while, just days after these purchases, the guns that we saw these individuals buy would begin turning up at crime scenes in the United States and Mexico, we still did nothing. Now, Democrats like Chris Murphy did their very best to hide the truth about Fast and Furious, and Eric Holder lied to Congress about his knowledge and involvement and repeatedly saying that he didn't get the memo. American citizens and Mexican nationals to this day are in jeopardy from criminals using weapons that the Obama administration funneled to them. Even El Chapo had one. He had a .50 caliber. Federal law enforcement officers told Fox News that El Chapo put his guardsmen on hilltops to be on guard for Mexican police helicopters. They would fly through valleys conducting raids. Their sole purpose was to shoot these helicopters down. The Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen, legally obtained his weapons. Background check system worked, and not from the GOP. Jack Tapper also got Murphy to admit its anti-gun amendments he pushed during a 15-hour filibuster would not have prevented the Orlando shooting. So, ABC's John Carl said to Murphy, your proposal would have done nothing on the case of Orlando. It would have done nothing to stop the killing in San Bernardino. And in fact, it was unrelated to the killing in Newtown. So the proposal that he's been pushing, of course, is one that is meant to close the mythical gun show loophole. Would that have done nothing to stop the massacres in Orlando? Carl asked Murphy. The senator tried to explain that his proposal had to work in conjunction with other proposals to be effective. But Carl again called Murphy out by pointing to the fact that terrorist Omar Mateen didn't purchase his firearms at a gun show and passed a background check anyway. So why are we focusing on things that have nothing to do with the massacres we're responding to? Chris Murphy, and I'm not going to call you a senator, you're a turncoat to your oath of office. The Republicans are not selling weapons to ISIS, nor did they sell anything to Omar Mateen. We are a nation of laws. You guys set the laws up. I know you want to alter the laws and continually alter the laws, and you want to add names to these lists that you want to compile to make this person prohibited and that person prohibited. But the Obama administration that you support did sell guns to bad guys that got Americans killed, and you have said nothing to condemn that. And that speaks a whole load about what your end result that you're seeking. You apparently share the desire of your party leader and president to leave Americans and your constituents defenseless before our armed predators. And we'll listen to you and your colleagues when you submit a bill to make the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives make those gun-free zones too. Give up the guns. You don't need them. They're just weapons of evil. Give them up. Give them up while you got a chance, while you still can take the moral high ground. Lead by example. Don't exempt yourself from it. Lead by example, pal. But no mistakes. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Five. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, the House Democrats, they've been behaving a little bit like some Banana Republic lefties, you know, some Latin American lefties. Some of us have seen this kind of a movie before. Over the last few years, we've seen news reports from Latin America of left-wing legislators or the interest groups that they support chanting and going out of control when they don't get their way. Recently, the Teachers Union in Mexico blocked the entrances to the Mexico City airport last week. A confrontation with authorities followed their attempts to close the heavily used highway to Puebla. Let's add some members of the U.S. House to that list of legislators or activists who want their way, or even if it means stepping on other people's rights. The House Democrats, many literally sitting on the floor, want to vote on gun control. Ultimately, for them, the majority in the House or the people elected by voters across the country would rather take up other issues. We call this democracy, by the way. In other words, the majority party sets the calendar. Just ask the GOP senators who wanted then-Majority Leader Harry Reid to bring Obamacare to a vote on the floor. Incredibly, Representative John Lewis is connecting this sit-in with his illustrious past civil rights experiences. He said, "Today we made progress. We have come a distance." Lewis said he had to walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge three times before he had completed the march to Selma, Alabama. The Georgia Democrat suggested that this was the first step on firearms. "We have other bridges to cross. And when we come back in July, we start it all over again," according to Lewis. At the same time, the hypocrisy of these Democrats is incredible. Incredible. Given their silence about shootings in inner cities here in the United States, why aren't Representative Lewis, why aren't you and your little confab there, why aren't you going out there and blocking access to neighborhoods in Detroit or in Baltimore or in Chicago or in most of New Jersey, St. Louis, New Orleans, all of the, San Francisco and California? Why aren't you doing that? Because this is where the crime is at. The spike is coming from these cities, which, by the way, you guys control. Get on a plane and start blocking those street corners where this violence is happening every day, every weekend. I'm against violence, too. I just don't think that I should take somebody else's rights in order to keep violence at bay, because that doesn't keep violence at bay, especially what you guys want to restrict. Why don't you visit the churches and institutions of Chicago or Baltimore, New Orleans, New York City? Visit them and call for an end to this mindless shooting. Why not back up the police that have to go into these areas every night? Why not call on black leaders to have a frank discussion of the root causes of black-on-black crime in our cities? Most of these cities, like Chicago and Baltimore and New York, already have a lot of gun laws. The House Democrats are engaged in the worst type of grandstanding. We need dissent. Dissent is okay. I don't expect the Democrats to go along with the Republican House, nor do I expect the Republican House, if they ever lose power again, to cave to the Democrats every time. In fact, I hope they emulate them. However, this is not dissent. This is chaos. Paul Ryan should have had some of them locked up. He should have called the sergeant at arms. He should have rounded up the ringleaders, and he should have locked them up. And then from their jail cells, they could claim that they won. They could claim victory. We're not some backwater banana republic. no matter what the Democrats may think. Them throwing this little hissy fit that they're wanting to have, thinking that this is Sandy Hook 2.0. Okay? This is Sandy Hook 2.0. Orlando is Sandy Hook 2.0. They think that they have the wind at their backs yet again, and they think they can make demands when they're not in the majority. And you've got to, I believe the Jewish people would call this chutzpah. You have to hand it to them because they're very brassy. They're very brassy. But for all of their chutzpah, they're not in charge of anything. And they're not serious about it either. They're not serious about it either. Because they use this, and we'll talk about this later, they use this as a fundraiser. With all the cameras shut off, they started doing all of this live streaming and everything with their, you know, the iPhones and Android phones and, you know, flashing up placards, you know, send money here. So this is just a new, they figured out how to go viral with politics as usual. They're not, and for those of you who think that that should be done, that they should be listened to. They had control. If they were serious about gun control, if they were serious about immigration, they're not serious about any of that. They're just serious about the game. They're serious about the game. They are very serious about taking away rights and being in control, though. They are absolutely serious about that. If they could do something on the gun control part of it, they would do it. They don't. I don't know why they didn't move it when they had it in, you know, 2009, 2010. They could have done it then. They didn't do it then. I have often wondered about that. According to my understanding, too, I believe 27 of these Democrats that were in here wanting to ban guns are gun owners themselves. I'm being asked how many of them are CCW holders. I don't know how many of them are CCW holders, but my understanding is about 27. For some reason, those numbers are in my head. That many of them are gun owners. So, okay, we're hypocritical too. Or maybe they just plan on exempting themselves from stuff. I don't know. I don't know. In any event, we're not in some banana republic there, Democrats. You need to get off of that tip. Follow procedure. You guys wrote the rules that we're operating. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, would ya? Now then, a recurring problem that is faced by Republicans is this. When they play by the rules, they end up losing the game anyway. That's it, and that's at best. That's the very best thing. I've got a senator like Lindsey Graham who believes whoever's the president should just get whatever he wants, whenever he wants, as often as he wants. He's a moderate. Now, this is because the left-wing Democrats are hypocrites who refuse to abide by the same set of rules they demand that others play by. And there are numerous examples of this. In 1992, then-Senator Joe Biden argued that President Bush should not fill any Supreme Court vacancies until after the election. This year, Democrats are demanding that Republicans confirm Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland. In 2005, Harry Reid opposed changing the Senate filibuster rules when he was in the minority. But when he became the majority leader after his party gained control, he reversed course and did exactly what he had previously opposed. The latest example of shameless Democratic hypocrisy comes courtesy of Chuck Schumer, who will be jumping Dick Durbin in seniority to gain control as majority leader the next time the Democrats gain control of the Senate. Schumer, along with several other senators and numerous members of the House, staged a 24-hour sit-in on the House floor to demand votes on gun control, which, by the way, even if they had had the vote on it, it had already been defeated in the Senate. It would have been going nowhere. Even if, and you know, Ryan, rather than humoring them, decided not to, to go along with that, which on this I would sort of go along with him on that one. See, Democrats actually believe that stripping us of our Second and Fifth Amendment rights is a civil rights issue justifying a 1960s-style sit-in. Predictably, the milquetoast establishment Republican speaker refused to have the protesters arrested, which is one thing I wish he had done, or removed by the House Sergeant-at-Arms, so the Democratic protesters got away with their misbehavior. Now, dear listener, what do you suppose would happen to you if you joined a conservative group that employed 1960s-style sit-in tactics to oppose, let's say, abortion, in front of an abortion clinic? Well, it just so happens that we know the answer to that question because a lot of people did exactly that in the early 1990s. And the very same Chuck Schumer, who was part of the sit-in for gun control yesterday, threw the book at them. Back in 1993, Schumer was a House sponsor of the FACE Act, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances. It successfully shut down Operation Rescue and other anti-abortion civil disobedience by creating draconian penalties for violators, which included prison sentences from 1 to 3 years and fines between $100,000 and $250,000. So obstructing the House of Representatives and throwing a tantrum when you can't get your way through the normal legislative process outlined in Article 1 of the Constitution is just fine and dandy if Chuck Schumer's doing it. Do the same in front of an abortion clinic, and Schumer and company will have you thrown in prison and bankrupted by fines. Democrats, you guys are hypocrites. Now, one of the things that they were offered, okay? They were offered a vote. Well, here, if you want proof that they aren't serious about their self-appointment of the voice of the people, then you need to look no further than this sit-in. As it turns out, Democrats could have forced the vote that they claimed that they so desperately wanted, but really that wasn't the aim at all. What they wanted was a big, flashy, and cashy sit-in coming from Politico. Hill Democrats have been itching for a political fight on guns since the Orlando shootings. In the Senate, Senator Chris Murphy last week had staged a successful filibuster. I don't call it successful, but, you know, it caught national attention and eventually led to a series of floor votes. All the measures failed, but there will be another vote on a proposal by Senator Susan Collins, which will fail. House Democrats wanted to do something similar and had been brainstorming for days. There had been talk about trying a discharge petition, doing an end run on GOP leaders to force a vote, but they didn't have the support and it would take too long, so they needed to come up with something bigger, something more catchy, and so they did. They copped a squat down on the literal House floor in a big dramatic display of concern for the citizenry and common sense measures on gun control. During this, they would claim that the GOP was restricting the vote when it was the Democrats themselves who were pulling strings by not filling out the necessary paperwork. But wait, there's more. The only Democrats love more than attention, the only thing they love more than attention is money. And if you're good at something, never do it for free. Fundraising emails were sent out by various representatives and the DCCC that all centered around how much they needed your help in order to fight the Republican NRA pro-gun activist scourge that is killing our nation. Here's one email. This is an historically important moment. John Lewis has been leading a sit-in on the House floor for 11 long hours now. We're fighting to prevent gun violence. The Republicans refuse to lift a finger. It's shameful. I need your help to defeat them once and for all. Jay Caruso points out in his article that the DCCC has sent out at least 8 fundraising emails since last night. The Democrats never really cared about the vote because they didn't force it like they could have. Their end goal was getting money from gullible people who really thought they were fighting the good fight and sticking it to the Republicans. So once again, concerns over the safety of the citizenry was never a concern. Only Republican Louie Gohmert showed any inclination into talking about that. This was purely and simply a cash grab. The bottom line here is that they could have had a vote. They are protesting to get a vote they could have had just by doing the paperwork. Nothing stopped them from doing that. They chose to do the sit-in and said, and of course, now we know why. All of you that got those emails, all of you that maybe gave money to them, congratulations, you are duped. Now then. Well, you know what? I'm not going to start on this one. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you the three things that this sit-in actually revealed about their true intentions. And then we're going to move on. Because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this high ground grabbing that they think they're doing when their goal is very, very transparent. They don't like having due process. They want to be able to have lists made, and they want to have people that you're never going to know putting you on those lists. There'll be a reason for you to go on those lists, you see. So bear all of that in mind as everything goes forward. This is why they can never be in charge. Although the last time they were in charge, they didn't go for it. That's the biggest head-scratching moment I'm having right now. They could have had it then. They had Obama. They had the House. They had 60 votes in the Senate. Could have had it all. And they didn't do it. I don't understand that. I don't know why in 2 years they couldn't do more besides Obamacare. It doesn't take up all of that time. In any event, here comes the next break. We will be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome. Coming to you live. Number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, what did we learn from the 25-hour sit-in from the Democrats when it comes to their true intentions? Now, first of all, 25 hours is not a very long sit-in, okay? It's a slumber party. But within that time frame, we did get a real good look at what they actually believe and what their real intentions are. And as a spoiler alert, to realize that you probably know people that voted for these people, or maybe you voted for these people, it is shameful. Item number one that we know about their true intentions, they want to strip you of your constitutional rights. The first takeaway is the Constitution is now insufficient. It's old and broken. The new hotness is terrorist watch lists that don't require a trial to strip you of your rights. Just say someone might be a terrorist and boom, no more 2A right protections. For further proof, see Dianne Fine Frankenstein, who recently said you should be guilty until proven innocent. The curtain was further ripped back to reveal the man behind it when New York Representative Jerry Nadler tweeted this. Where is it? We must not use due process as an excuse to support mass murder. Feel that chill? That's in your spine. Translation, screw due process. We need to strip rights from people without a trial in order to save lives. So what you just saw was an American elected official blatantly saying that your right to a trial should be thrown out just in case you might kill someone. Of course, that's exactly the opposite tack he took in regards to the Bush's Patriot Act when he said secret arrests, stripping citizenship for political associations, DNA databases, new death penalties, bypassing the judicial process. These are the things that make up a police state. This dangerous proposal would relegate our fundamental constitutional rights to the status of historical trivia. Or, you know, He was all in a lather over that one. I've seen less impressive 180s at the X Games. This is Sky completely reversed his course. Unless the government is somehow found and hired on real-life precogs, you know, from the Minority Report, you know, those three young people, the two twin dudes and the bald chick that lay in a pool of their own urine, those guys, and they're predicting a crime before it happens, then that, what they're doing is wiping their feet on the Constitution. The Constitution, which protects you and me from people like Nadler and the sit-in Democrats who literally spent 25 hours on pillows and at buffet tables to protest your Fifth Amendment right. Yeah, they protested you having the right to a trial. They had a sit-in for secret lists and anti-civil rights. Item number two, they will defend terrorists before American citizens. This citizen proved, the sit-in proved that they are weapons-grade hypocrites. Their anti-rights sit-in comes on the heels of an event that had them concerned about the rights of a group that causes events like Orlando. Coming from Erickson and the Resurgent, back in January when Senator Ted Cruz was a presidential candidate, he introduced S-247, the Expatriate Terrorist Act, which has all but died in committee. The ACLU and other liberal organizations decried this is trampling the 14th Amendment and due process. Yet despite the ACLU opposing using terror watch lists to deny gun purchases, Democrats want to push forward with squashing that particular constitutional right. Further, back in January, liberals trashed Cruz and S-247, saying it would allow bureaucrats to strip citizenship from U.S. citizens on the dangerously vague grounds of assistance to a terrorist group. Now, they're A-OK with the same bureaucrats stripping Second Amendment and Sixth Amendment rights from law-abiding citizens so those who assist terrorists can be protected. So, basically, they are far more interested in protecting the rights of terrorists than they are protecting your rights. Okay. The left are stalwart warriors when it comes to due process of terrorists, but due process of American citizens and their right to own a gun? Nope. Better to act like children on the House floor while chanting out hashtags and singing, "We shall overcome," while pillows and a buffet are provided for them. It was a scam all along. That's item number three. From this ordeal, we are to remember that the Democrats never really cared about a vote for gun control measures. Red State revealed they could have forced a vote, and they chose not to, and instead opted for the optics. The real reason they pulled this is for the money. This was a fundraising scheme, including, you know, multiple sources. So you can only speculate on how much money they raised and how quickly if the pout-in only lasted for 25 hours. The punchline is that the Democrats don't actually care about the safety of me and you. It could almost be argued they don't even care about gun control. At least, not all that much. It's just a vessel for getting what they're really after. Money and headlines. We will see multiple celebrities, including Bryan Cranston and Lady Gaga, speaking out about the sit-in. We'll see unending coverage from the media, but most of all, we'll see the fundraising emails. So all in all, they accomplished nothing they claimed they set out to do. There was no bill. There was no vote. There are no new gun control measures put in place, and nothing has overcome. So you have to ask why this dog and pony show that was supposed to go on indefinitely suddenly stopped. I think we sort of know that. Let's go to the phones real quick before we run out of time. Craig in Pennsylvania, yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine. We got about 3 minutes. Go.
Okay. I sent you this email to you, but this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. on TV10, which is an NBC affiliate, a pro-gun attorney, chief counsel Joshua Prince, is going to be on NBC 10 discussing about the tragedy in Orlando and how this is not a gun control issue, but a gun-free zone issue. So to start, I'll just pass it on for everyone here to go and hear this through the Internet.
Okay. Do you have a website for that? Okay. I didn't do that, Patrick. Did you? Okay. All right, Craig. I guess Craig was done talking. So go looking for that if you want to hear about that. If you want to see it on another source, go looking for that. You should see it on every source you possibly can. The Democrats, this was, if you know what Kabuki theater is, this is where the Japanese wear these big, crazy masks because they don't, they're not going to let you see they're not going to let you see their expressions because they're acting. So they wear a mask. They were putting on Kabuki masks. We're concerned. We got to save lives. When all together, it was about the money. It was about the money. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't like you having due process. They think you should have to, you know, prove it before you got to prove your innocence before you're innocent. Guilty until proven innocent, if you will. So, this is, it's not a dangerous time right now. It should be an infuriating time. You've got a president who will get out there and say, why should I say this? It's just a distraction. This is about hate. This is about this. And by the way, if we had the assault weapons ban, this would never have happened. Sort of like France. They had it. They had it. So, and they, you know, the jihadis that hit France got fully automatic weapons. They got the real deal, the true assault rifle, the Sturmgewehr. They got it. They had them. And they didn't know that much about what they were doing with them either. So,
Alex, you coming up. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.